When you start a new job, one of the first things you should do is arrange your Windows environment to work efficiently for you. I think this is one thing that we probably all forget to do. My name is Annalia Pisani from AZ Solutions. Thank you for joining me. What I do is deliver virtual training sessions in the Microsoft Office suite. So feel free to contact me through azsolutions.com.au and book a training session with me. For now, we're going to talk about arranging and getting our operating system working efficiently for us. So along the bottom, you have your taskbar. And what I'm going to show you is how you can pin items to your taskbar and make it so that you can work more efficiently and get to the items that you need to get to on a daily basis really quickly. So the first thing that we want to do is go to the window icon on your taskbar, which is your start button. So once you click on your start button, you have a search bar at the top. So let's say if you type in Excel, you'll then get Excel app. When that appears on the left, you want to right-click on it and choose the option to pin to taskbar. Now, once it's pinned to the taskbar, what you're going to do is right-mouse click on it, and it should show you all the recent Excel files that you've been into. Now, what you might want to do is also pin those so that you get the three or four or five Excel spreadsheets that you work on a regular basis and be able to get into them really quickly. So once you've right-clicked on your taskbar, you get the recents list, you'll see the file that you want. Once you hover onto it, then you should see a pin icon appear on the right-hand side. You can click that and it will then be pinned for you. Now, the other place that you might like to do some pinning from is from within the application. So if you fire up Excel and then say File, Open, and then navigate onto the right, you'll actually be able to see any files that you've been into recently. This is another place where you can do some pinning. So you can find them there from the right. You can then click on the little pin icon that appears once you hover over the file. And that way you'll also have it there ready to go. Now, other than pinning, another thing that you might like to do is you might be right mouse clicking on that file, but it's not showing the list of recent items. Most of the time it does come up, but if this is not set up for you, you will need to do an extra step. And that extra step is you will need to go into your search option. And once you click on the search option, which is a little magnifying glass next to the Windows icon, and you'll need to type in there start settings. And it'll say start settings, system settings. Now, when you click on that, you'll need to scroll down until you get to an option that says show recently opened items in start jump list and file explorer. And you'll need to make sure that that's on. So once that's on, then when you're in your taskbar and you right click, you should actually be able to see the list of all of your files that you've been into recently, if that didn't work for you earlier. Sometimes our apps tend to have little hiccups, something's not working quite right, starts coming up with errors. So what you might want to do is run a repair on that one. Now, you can do that by going to the control panel, going to finding the application that way. And then that's from where you can install, uninstall. You can also get to it by going into search for your app. So the Windows icon, more if you have to, or once you find it, you can right click on it and then say app settings. So you may need to hit the button that says more. So Windows, more, find it. And then say app settings. Once you get to app settings, you get a whole list of things that you can do with it. You can terminate it, you can reset it, and there'll be a repair and reset option, also an uninstall option from there as well. Some things that we need to get into quickly might be the File Explorer. This is where we can go and have a look at all our files, have a look at any files that have been downloaded, get to our documents. Now, other than clicking the File Explorer down the bottom, but if you don't have it pinned to the taskbar, you'd have to go to the Windows icon, find your File Explorer, and so forth. Now, the shortcut key to get to File Explorer is Windows E. And if you have Windows 11, you'll actually have little plus signs up the top, so you can actually create more new windows. So you can have another little plus sign, gives you a second window opening, and so forth. Makes it easy to transfer files from one place to the other. You can clearly see things. Another shortcut key that's pretty good is if you are starting to use all of the AI tools that are out there, like ChatGPT, the most popular one, but Windows 11 has its own chat option, and it's called Copilot. So if you press Windows C, that will open up your Copilot where you can ask it a question, insert images and so forth, use it just like ChatGPT. You will have to have Windows 11 to get the Copilot. And Windows S will bring up the search bar. Thanks for listening. Analia Pisani from AZ Solutions. If you'd like to book any training sessions, Microsoft Office, feel free to give me a call.